He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Happy Veterans Day version of the Best Stocks Now radio hour on 11/11/2019. And not a lot of volume in the market today, but what volume there is drifting to the downside. You've got riots going on again in Hong Kong and a little bit more trade tension. And for those reasons, the Dow is down 98 points right now to 27,582. In the meantime, the S&P 500 is down 11 to 3,082. The NASDAQ down 36. That's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ is now at 8,438. Over at the Russell 2000, the small cap index is down 7 points right now. Everything down about 0.3% to 0.4% so far today on this Monday. Crude oil is down 28 cents per barrel to $56.96 per barrel. Gold is down $1.60, back down to $14.61. It was above $1,500. It's back below $1,500. $14.61. Silver is up a penny, going the opposite way today. Silver had a pretty good correction last week, however. Silver is at $16.83 per ounce. And that all-important 10-year, which has definitely seen a drift upwards, a mini sell-off in the bond market, that puts the 10-year at 1.94%, pushing up against 2% once again. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. On a beautiful day here in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, but I guess the cold weather headed our way tomorrow and Wednesday. Not that snow kind of blizzard stuff we're seeing in Chicago, but it might get down to 50 here on Wednesday at Mount Pleasant. Well, we had a decent week in the market last week, kind of finished on a down note. We thought maybe that those tariffs were finally behind us, but they're raising their ugly heads once again. We had Peter Navarro on Friday coming on the news channel saying, no, we haven't agreed to pull the tariffs off yet. That's the direction we're working in, but we're not there yet. And that caused the market to back down a little bit on Friday. And then over the weekend, you had some pretty violent confrontations, clashes, riots in Hong Kong. China continues to fight that battle. Of course, they're fighting the trade battle also. And today we're really not hearing any kind of progress being made on the trade front. And you've got light volume today. I guess some people have the day off. Do you know anybody that has the day off? If you do, let me know. The market is open. I guess the bond traders have the day off. The bond market is closed today with the 10-year at 1.94%. Well, we begin a new week very close to record highs in the market. Of course, we have record earnings this year in the market. You see the correlation there? Record earnings equal record highs. As stocks and indexes follow earnings, and they follow earnings expectations. Today they're blaming Hong Kong. Hong Kong chaos rattles stocks. Traders are today closely following the events in Hong Kong, where the Hang Seng Index lost almost 3%. And I've seen some pressure on Chinese stocks here today also. After the city's start of week commute descended into turmoil, as demonstrators tried to block roads and delay trains. Police fired gunshots at protesters, sending one man to the hospital in critical condition a day after three pro-democracy lawmakers were arrested. And that pretty much sent the bond futures down last night. I think it was down about 30, those futures were, last night. And then when we woke up this morning, they were down about triple digits. And it's impacting the global markets, especially China. The Chinese market down 1.8% today. And the Hong Kong index is down 2.6%. And it's also impacting Europe, with London down 1.1%. But the good news out of London. Well, you know, the British economy had a negative quarter of GDP. And if they would have had another one, it would have been an official recession in the UK. But the British economy welcomed a return to growth in the third quarter as GDP expanded 0.3% following a 0.2% contraction in Q2. And, of course, it takes two quarters in a row of contraction in your economy to equal what is called a recession. The British have avoided it for now with a 0.3% GDP third quarter of 2019. Things are still weak, however. On an annual basis, GDP in the UK rose by just 1%. That's the lowest rate since 2010, when Britain clawed its way out of the financial crisis. We also had last week a few economic reports. Consumer sentiment down just a little bit here in November. And you kind of had a sell-off in the bond market last week. What was that all about? Well, that was all about strong economic numbers coming out of the U.S. economy. And on Wednesday and Thursday, we saw a pretty massive move back into the risk-on assets. And where does that money come from? A lot of it comes from the bond market, which drove interest rates up. In fact, if you look at the ETF TLT, now why do I bring up TLT? Because TLT is the most sensitive one. It doesn't take much for it to start crying and boo-hooing. TLT is out there on the long end. It's the 20-year plus index, which is much more sensitive to interest rates. So any kind of gyration in that bond market is going to show up the most in TLT, which is a $17 billion ETF. Let's see where the interest rate, or where the what the yield is on that thing. 2.3% right now. But it got hit pretty good last week. It got hit for about a 7 or 8% sell-off. Our bond fund held up just fine. In fact, I commented to Paul, I think, on Thursday. I said, look at the Treasuries getting whacked today, and yet the corporate bond index was actually up a little bit. Even the junk bond index was up on the day that the U.S. Treasuries were getting hit, and they're even calling it a mini meltdown. There was $1.2 billion in outflows from that 20-year Treasury bond TLT ETF. That's a big outflow. The fund had $18 billion in it. Now it has $17 billion in it. We had the 10-year Treasury was 1.7% on Halloween, and it was 1.94 at the close of business on Friday. That's 24 basis points. That's a huge move in just 2 days. And, of course, the bond market is closed for Veterans Day today, but these ETFs are trading. And I'm seeing some stabilization here in U.S. Treasuries today. Well, Alibaba picked a bad day. They set a new Singles Day record. Okay, sales for Alibaba's annual Singles Day event jumped 25% in the first 9 hours to $23 billion. Holy cow. That's nearly two-thirds of Amazon's online store sales in its last quarter. Alibaba did this in 1 day. I think Alibaba would be having a good day today. But with the riots going on in Hong Kong and the Chinese market down, Alibaba's actually down a few percent here this morning. But they had one heck of a single day. It was a single day record, probably in history, the biggest day ever in the retail sector, $23 billion in one day. Well, when we come back, there's quite a bit of news here coming from analysts, coming from Musk, Elon that is, coming from Adidas, coming from Amazon, coming from Alphabet, Twitter, etc. A lot to talk about here, even though it's Veterans Day. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed for Sarasota. Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, and Barry Kite will be available to meet with you on Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th. We'll be camped out at the new Embassy Suites near downtown. Bill Gunderson will park your car. No, not really, but he has taken care of free valet parking for all of those who would like to meet with us. Bill will also be there to talk about the accumulation phase of your investment cycle. Paul will discuss your various options for the distribution phase if needed, and Barry Kite will be there to discuss your big retirement picture. Barry is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial analyst. Make an appointment with the Dream Team now. This will be a good opportunity to do some year-end planning. We have 25 time slots available, and they will fill up. Call 855-611-BEST now or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this Veterans Day. And I salute my own father, who served as on a submarine in the South Pacific during World War II. Okay, we have a week from today. I'll be in Sarasota with my team. We'll be there next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the Embassy Suites near downtown. I know it's high season there in Sarasota. The more it snows in Chicago and the Eastern Seaboard, the more Sarasota fills up. So I'm looking forward to our visit there. We try to get to Sarasota four times per year, about every once a quarter. We have a lot of friends and clients and listeners in Sarasota. I can't wait to get back there next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at the Embassy Suites. I honestly don't know where we're at with the appointments. I'm sure I'll get an update today, but I've never gone there where we didn't have a full slate of appointments, and I would expect that once again. So if you want to reserve a spot with myself, the team, we'll all be meeting with you down there in Sarasota. We got a nice conference room there at the Embassy Suites. You can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com and reserve a spot. To an appointment with us. Okay, there is a deal in the tech sector, Carbonite. You know, I use Carbonite for a while, but I'm just thinking, I don't like Carbonite's model, really, of, making a backup of your hard drive every day. There's just so many other ways to do it nowadays. Nevertheless, Carbonite is being bought out by OpenText. That's a software company out of Canada that I've followed, been around for quite some time, and they are making a $23 per share offer to buy Carbonite. Carbonite is up 24% today on that news. Let's see, Fidelity. This is kind of interesting. Okay, so where do they see the need for new funds? Okay, usually they bring out new mutual funds when they feel like something's going to change or there's a real need for this. Well, their first one that they're bringing out is the Fidelity Stocks for Inflation ETF. All right, well, we haven't seen any inflation for a long time, but I guess they've some point in time, we're going to get inflation. What kind of stocks do well in inflation? Well, the precious metals usually do well. The financials could do well with higher interest rates and whatnot. But they now have an ETF for stocks for inflation. Number two, the Enduring Opportunities Fund. This is companies with very attractive long-term potential. The Infrastructure Fund, okay, that's highways, railroads, marine ports, utility infrastructure, energy pipelines, cell towers, other infrastructure. And the last one is the Low Volatility Fund, which usually has a lot of REITs. Utilities, more of the low volatility, is going to be tied to the Russell 300. So that's where they see, anyways, demand, enough demand to create new ETFs to meet that demand. Well, Elon Musk versus David Einhorn. You know what? David Einhorn, when's the last time he's been right about anything? He's the guy that shorted the heck out of Herbalife and stuck with that and got clobbered in that short. And then he was long a stock that didn't do well. I don't know, but his latest whipping child is Tesla. And Tesla's been hitting new highs recently. And, of course, Elon Musk, he doesn't take well to people criticizing his company. And Einhorn then replies to Tesla saying, when's the last time you generated real profit for investors since 1996? He says, while Tesla has racked up over $6 billion in losses despite taxpayer subsidies. Well, maybe Einhorn didn't see their most recent quarter. Tesla was profitable. Tesla not only was profitable, but it hit a new 52-week high. So, boy, I don't think I'd be picking on, if I was David Einhorn, I wouldn't be picking on Tesla right here. I think Einhorn is wrong again. What's in those vaping liquids? I don't want to know. I don't want to find out, but they're finding the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has found toxic substances in fluid samples taken from stricken users. Ugh. Additives such as vitamin E acetate, medium chain triglyceride oil, and other fats are apparently used as thickening agents. Now think of that. You're inhaling that into your lungs. Vitamin E acetate, which can impair lung function, if inhaled, was found in all 29 lung fluid samples analyzed, the CDC cautioned. I just don't think we should be breathing stuff like that into our lungs to begin with. A lot of people have become very, very sick and even died from inhaling these vapors. Well, the robots lost. That's right. Adidas. Here's the question. I mean, robots are running money. There's robotic money managers all over this planet right now. They're at Ameritrade. They're at Schwab. They're at E-Trade. They're lurking everywhere. They'll run your portfolio for you. Adidas is closing its high-tech robot factories in the U.S. and Germany by April of 2020 that will be built with the purpose of speeding up delivery times of new fashion styles. It didn't work. And you know when the robotic money management is going to really be tested? When the next recession hits and the next bear market hits. And what are the robots programmed to do when the market starts to go down? To keep on buying all the way down. And at the end of the day, doesn't matter what the economy's doing. It's all they take into account is your age, okay, and rebalance. While the economy's going to heck in a handbasket and the stock market is getting whacked and nailed. Well, the robots didn't do so good with Adidas shoes, and I don't think they'll do so good during the next recession either. Well, the Seattle City Council, progressives have firmly retained control of Seattle City Council, and they're after Amazon once again. I could see Amazon, I don't know. They keep branching out, moving little by little, but their headquarters is still there, but not looking good. They're kind of in the crosshairs of that Seattle City Council. Okay, a lot of good stocks here to talk about in the second half of the show. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed for Sarasota. Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, and Barry Kite will be available to meet with you on Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th. We'll be camped out at the new Embassy Suites near downtown. Bill Gunderson will park your car. No, not really, but he has taken care of free valet parking for all of those who would like to meet with us. Bill will also be there to talk about the accumulation phase of your investment cycle. Paul will discuss your various options for the distribution phase if needed, and Barry Kite will be there to discuss your big retirement picture. Barry is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial analyst. Make an appointment with the Dream Team now. This will be a good opportunity to do some year-end planning. We have 25 time slots available, and they will fill up. Call 855-611-BEST now or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Let's check in on China real quickly. What's going on? You know, I see a lot of value. We obviously know what's been going on there for the last 18 months or 2 years or whatever it's been. It's really hurt their economy. And I've seen a lot of Chinese stocks that have sold off quite a bit during that period of time. And I see the China market a lot cheaper right now than our market. But having said that, there still is that black cloud hanging over the head of China with Trump's trade war that continues. They're hoping to get at least phase one out of the way. That really put a lot of stability under the market when they announced that. I've seen my... my list of B-plus or better ranked stocks, which got down to about 150 or so, we're back to a very healthy 699 today. That's now back to the high side. And as it relates to the momentum stocks, I was down to about 40 or 50 during the days when we were seeing 400-point down days in the market because of some comment made about trade. And from 60, I've gone back to 206 A-plus ranked momentum stocks. I can't wait to go through them today. Let's see what's happening here in the market today. But having said that, the FXI, which is one of the ETFs that covers the China 50 index, so it would be similar to our Dow, I suppose. FXI is only up 9.7% so far this year, 9.7%. Now, the A shares are a little different. The A shares are probably more like our NASDAQ, that's the or S&P 500. That is the CSI 300 index. That thing is up 32% year-to-date. It's actually done better than the U.S. market. And I'm just looking at a couple of individual stocks within there. Let's check in on Tencent Holdings. I do not currently own Tencent, but I see there's news today. They're looking to make more console games for the U.S. consumer by leveraging their partnership with Japan's Nintendo. This continues to be an extremely cheap growth stock. But having said that, it continues to have a dark cloud hanging over it. Over the last 5 years, Tencent Holdings, T-C-E-H-Y, has been growing their earnings by 32% per year. And yet it's trading at a pretty cheap PEG ratio and forward PE right now. But the chart's just kind of dull here at $41.50. I keep my eye on it. I look at it every day, waiting for some kind of a catalyst. Maybe this will be it. We'll see. Getting more into the U.S. game market. Let's see. The other one is Alibaba, which is now up to $32 billion. In singles day sales. That stock was breaking out last week. Very nice breakout. You know, it kept getting up around 180, 180. Couldn't quite get through there. Finally, last week, it got up to almost 190. 190. It's down today 2.4%, which kind of brings it back into a nice buy range there. I can still continue to see Alibaba as one of the cheapest growth stocks in the world. Why do I say that? Well, one of the measures of value versus growth is the PEG ratio, where you're comparing the PE ratio or the forward PE ratio with the growth rate. And I want to say Baba is still well below one. Yeah, it's 0.81. Baba is expected to continue to grow their earnings by 26% per year over the next 5 years, 26% per year. They've been growing at a rate of 28%. Their forward PE right now is 21. So the forward PE is much less than the growth rate, meaning the PEG ratio is less than 1, 0.81. Alibaba has actually risen up in rank in my Best Stocks Now system to number 9 out of 5,386, and I currently own Alibaba, which has been in a pretty good uptrend. It got down to $148 per share. I got back in fairly recently, not at 148, but at a lower price than where it's at today. And it's been in a nice uptrend since then. So Alibaba, one of the cheapest large cap stock, mega cap, $468 billion in market capitalization, currently ranked number 9 in the Best Stocks Now app. In the news today with a singles day record of $32 billion in sales on just one day. The other chart that's been catching my eye recently, and you know what? I mean, it's controversial, but they continue to make money, and the stock continues to hit new highs. That's Google. Google was at $1,000 a share here back in late May, and it's all of a sudden at $1,300 per share. It's up 30% during that time. Alphabet is hitting new all-time highs and kind of threatening to break out here and start a new leg up. It's got to get through 1,300 to do that. It's at 1,297 right now. And Alphabet has is getting an upgrade from Loop Capital. They raised their target price on Alphabet to $1,450. Loop Capital cites Alphabet's impressive ad revenue, which is growing at an unprecedented scale. Ad revenue. Advertising on Google. Yes, buying Google ads. Loop ups their target price to $14.50. And I know that Google's also really risen up high in my rankings. It is currently ranked at number 10. So you got Alibaba at 9 and Google at number 10. Google does not pay a dividend yield, either does Alibaba. These are still pure growth stocks, but they continue to outperform. In fact, Google is closing in on $1 billion. It's at $900 or $1 trillion. It's at $900 billion right now. Google has definitely, I've sent out a lot of tweets about Goog. G-O-O-G or G-O-G-G-L, two flavors of Google here recently. Well, there's some good news for the cannabis space. The first drugs approved for use on the National Health System, NHS, GWPH Pharmaceuticals, their epilepsy drug, and also another drug that is recommended for muscle spasms in multiple sclerosis. And, of course, GWPH is probably the leading biotech that is focused on cannabis. But I'll tell you what, it's not a very good chart at all. That stock's been hitting a new low recently. It is getting a little bit of a boost today as they get... An FDA, is it FDA approval? Or no, I think it's over in the UK where they're getting approval for a drug that helps with multiple sclerosis, and the other one is for epilepsy. Let's just check in real quickly on the cannabis ETF. It looks horrible, just horrible. I hope you didn't load up on these stocks. Okay, now one other one I want to talk about. There's been a lot of activity recently in the diabetes space. Our Dexcom roared last week to new highs. It's hitting another new all-time high today. Look at that breakout again on Dexcom. And the partner to Dexcom also had a very good week. Pod, which is Insulet. And it looks, man, those are two great-looking charts. Pod, P-O-D-D, and Dexcom, D-X-C-M. Those are both terrific charts, just the opposite of what the cannabis charts look like. But one of the competitors to these two is Tandem Diabetes. They had a insulin pump that malfunctioned, and someone died from it. The person's blood sugar was very low at the time of death, and Tandem, which has teamed up with Abbott Labs, but I don't own that combination. I own the Dexcom Pod team. Tandem is down today on that news that someone actually died from a malfunction of their pump. When we come back, we'll do the featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed for Sarasota. Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, and Barry Kite will be available to meet with you on Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th. We'll be camped out at the new Embassy Suites near downtown. Bill Gunderson will park your car. No, not really, but he has taken care of free valet parking for all of those who would like to meet with us. Bill will also be there to talk about the accumulation phase of your investment cycle. Paul will discuss your various options for the distribution phase if needed, and Barry Kite will be there to discuss your big retirement picture. Barry is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial analyst. Make an appointment with the Dream Team now. This will be a good opportunity to do some year-end planning. We have 25 time slots available, and they will fill up. Call 855-611-BEST now or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management Team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. It looks like we're going to just kind of drift here today in the markets. Dow still down about 100 points. I've actually gone positive for the day. The NASDAQ is down 20, but I have a few winners out there in the market that is helping my portfolios here today. And the one I'm going to feature, there was actually news on this stock on Friday, and I played a replay on Friday. That was, I wanted to get an early start on my newsletter. I had a busy day, but so I didn't get to report the news here on a stock that I own and I like. In fact, I think it's one of the cheapest large cap, not mega cap stocks, but let's call it a hyper growth stock. It's a hyper growth stock that had a little bit of controversy recently when their CEO departed and went to Nike. But then this company turned around and hired SAP's old CEO. The name of the company is ServiceNow. There was an upgrade on ServiceNow on Friday by Piper Jaffray. And they named some stocks that they think have very strong near-term opportunities and longer-term prospects, which I totally agree with here. On ServiceNow, symbol is now. Not yesterday. Now. That's the name of this show, Best Stocks Now. They put out a $305 target price on ServiceNow, which is currently trading at $248. I would agree with that, okay? That's $56 to the upside, according to Piper Jaffray. The all-time high on ServiceNow was $303. I see no reason why it can't get back to its all-time highs once again, because earnings at Now over the last 5 years have been growing by 132% per year. 132% per year earnings growth. Has that translated into stock performance, Bill? If stocks follow earnings, yes. Over the last several years, well, over the last 5 years, ServiceNow has delivered 30% per year returns to investors. Not quite as hot as the earnings growth. That's why I think there's a little bit of value here. Over the last 3 years, ServiceNow has been going up at a rate of 42% per year, while the market's 12.6. And over the last 12 months, Now is up 47%, while the market's up 13.6. That's alpha, alpha, alpha. The stock has delivered big alpha over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, and over the last 12 months. My target price, now I go out 5 years. Piper Jaffray obviously does not go out that far. My 5-year target price on ServiceNow is, what is it, $306. I'll have to check that. That looks like a little bit of an error there. I think I have a higher target price than that. I think the stock, I have a 93% upside potential, actually, for the stock, which would put that target price more at about $450 or so. Now, ServiceNow is at $248.73. Now, I own ServiceNow. It is a large cap stock, but it's also a hyper growth stock. So I own it both in my large cap growth portfolio, and I own it in my ultra growth portfolio. I think it qualifies easily for both of those portfolios. The stock has kind of been going sideways here for the last several months. In fact, it got down to 213 recently when the CEO departed. But, you know, they've got a good product, and I think they've hired a completely capable CEO to replace the previous CEO. The stock had a huge day on Friday with that Piper Jaffray upgrade. And today it's up just a little bit, 3 cents. But I think it gets back to 300 and beyond. It's currently trading at 248. That's my featured stock of the day, ServiceNow. I want it now. not yesterday. And it's a best stock now also. All right. Well, I put out my newsletter. Man, it was a hard-hitting, good newsletter. We took a little bit of a look at what Bloomberg means to the race. It's kind of interesting that you've got a billionaire taking on anti-billionaires, and you've got a guy who pretty much is synonymous with Wall Street with his Bloomberg terminals. I think there's 325,000 users of his Bloomberg terminal, which made him a very rich man to the tune of $62 billion. And, of course, Bernie Sanders doesn't think there should be any such thing as billionaires, and now he'll be facing off against one. I don't think that Bloomberg has a chance. I don't think he has a constituency, but he does make the race very, very interesting and may pull the Democrat Party a little bit back towards the center. He's considered more of a centrist, even though he's known for taxing soda pop while the mayor of New York. We also updated our earnings estimates for the markets for next year and the following year and our target prices, which we do every single week. I'm the guy who's been right for over 10 years on the market, on those target prices. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. And we offer a full range of services from managing your portfolios here so that you don't have to worry about, or we provide the live trading where I send out a message on every single change I make in all of my portfolios that I manage for the do-it-yourselfer. And if you want to just call your own shots, I have the app, I have the newsletter, that will really narrow down that search for you on a daily basis. But I will warn you, it is time-consuming, it's fun, and it can be addictive. It will get into your blood. As you can tell, I really enjoy what I do. If you'd like to meet with us personally, if you're a little bit worried about your robotic money manager or the guy that's just following ETFs and kind of doing the same old thing that everybody else is doing with no defense plan whatsoever, you can reach out to us at 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.